This is a Case Monks, three dots. What? Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 324, Tipitaka, part 209, Cholavaga 3. Part 5, in which we will continue reading Cholavaga 3. If this is your first time on Buddhist Books Podcast, then here's an introduction video that'll give you an idea of what's going on. If you would like to start at the beginning of Cholavaga 1, here's the Cholavaga playlist. And so that's the lesser division, which comes after the greater division, Mahavaga. And that comes after Bhikkhuni Vibhanga, which is the rules for nuns, which comes after Mahavibhanga or Sutta Vibhanga, the rules for monks. And all of those are in the Vinaya Pitaka, which is the first of the three baskets of pre-sectarian early Buddhism in the order in which we're reading them. So these six books here. So we're on the fifth book. If you would like to start at the beginning of the first book, here's the Tipitaka playlist. And, all right. For those who are all caught up, or if you just want to keep watching this video and jump in and see what's going on in the middle of, all this, then you're free to do so. I will now pick up right where we left off last time. Now at that time, a certain monk, while doing probation, left the order. Having come back again, he asked the monks for ordination. They told this matter to the Lord. He said, quote, "This is a case, monks, where a monk doing probation leaves the order. Monks, the probation of one who leaves the order is not effective. If he is ordained again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. He must do probation for any portion of time remaining." Sounds fair. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, becomes a novice. Monks, the probation of a novice is not effective. If he is ordained again, three dots. Thank you, Polytext Society, for the three dots. Enough said about that. End quote. I mean, not yet. We're still in quotes. Parentheses, as in preceding paragraph. Right. Yeah. We get it, Polytech Society. You want to save paper. Don't want to repeat phrases. We all make our choices. Remaining. Three dots remain. After the thing that came before that we're supposed to flip back and go, well, what was it? What was it they said? Because that's how you read a book. By flipping back. Never mind, I'll just... Okay, this is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, becomes mad. I can relate. Sorry. Monks, the probation of one who is mad is not effective. If he becomes sane again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. He must do probation for any portion of time remaining. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, becomes unhinged in mind. Monks, the probation of one who is unhinged in mind is not effective. If he becomes not unhinged in mind again, three dots. This is a case, monks, where a monk doing probation becomes afflicted by pain. Monks, the probation of one afflicted by pain is not effective. If he becomes not afflicted by pain again, three dots, He must do probation for any portion of time remaining. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, is suspended for not seeing an offense. 3 dots. For making amends for an offense. 3 dots. For not giving up a wrong view. Monks, the probation of one who is suspended is not effective. If he is restored again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. He must do probation for any portion of time remaining. This is a case, monks, where a monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning leaves the order. Monks, the sending back to the beginning is not effective for one who leaves the order. If he is ordained again, the earlier granting of the probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. That monk must be sent back to the beginning. This is a case, monks, where a monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning becomes a novice. 3 dots. Becomes mad. 3 dots. Parentheses as in one. And parentheses. Thank you, Polytechnics. Very helpful. Yeah. Is suspended for not giving up a wrong view. Monks, the sending back to the beginning of one who is suspended is not effective. If he is restored again, the earlier granting of the probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. That monk must be sent back to the beginning. This is a case, monks, where a monk who deserves manatta, parentheses discipline, and parentheses leaves the order. Monks, the imposing of manatta, parentheses discipline, end parentheses, on one who leaves the order is not effective. If he is ordained again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Did they mention probation, or is manatta somehow synonymous with probation? These are mysteries which are evolved in the profound abyss of the mind. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. Manatta, parentheses discipline, and parentheses should be imposed on that monk. This is a case, monks, where a monk who deserves manatta, parentheses discipline, and parentheses, becomes a novice, 3 dots, becomes mad, 3 dots, is suspended for not giving up a wrong view. Monks. The imposing of manatta, parentheses discipline, end parentheses, on one who is suspended is not effective. If he is restored again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. Manatta, parentheses discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed on that monk. See, I remember in cases where manatta needed to be imposed, if they didn't confess their wrongdoing within a period of time, then that same period of time they were on probation. And after the probation ended, then their manatta began. So it's odd to me that they're saying now that if manatta is, you know, imposed upon a monk, and then they do something like leave the order and come back, that the probation must be served. Manatta should be it. A little unclear. But maybe in 6th century BC, things were a little unclear. Or 2nd century, whenever this was written down. Or later. Okay, this is a case, monks, where a monk who is undergoing manatta discipline leaves the order, 3 dots, is suspended for not giving up a wrong view. Monks, the undergoing of manatta, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses. What? For one who is suspended is not effective. If he is restored again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. Whatever manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, is imposed is properly imposed. Whatever manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, is undergone thoroughly. It must be undergone for, parentheses, any portion of time, end parentheses, remaining. This is a case, monks, where a monk who deserves rehabilitation leaves the order, three dots, is suspended for not giving up a wrong view. Monks, rehabilitation of one who is suspended is not effective. If he is restored again, the earlier granting of probation is just as it was for him. Whatever probation is granted is properly granted. Whoever does probation thoroughly. Whatever manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, is imposed, is properly imposed. Whatever manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, is undergone thoroughly. That monk may be rehabilitated. Concluded are the 40 cases. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Those not concealed not being many. That monk should be sent back to the beginning. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, those concealed not being many. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation should be granted him on account of the earliest offense of the offenses thus concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, those concealed as well as those not concealed not being many. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation should be granted him on account of the earliest offense of the offenses thus concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, those not concealed being many, four dots. Those concealed being many, three dots. Those concealed as well as those not concealed being many, three dots. Those not concealed not being many as well as being many, three dots. Those concealed not being many as well as being many. You just said that. Oh, those not concealed not being many. Those concealed not being many as well as not as well as being many. Three dots. Those concealed as well as those not concealed not being many as well as being many. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation should be granted him on account of the earliest offense of the offenses thus concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk who deserves manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, three dots. Who is undergoing manata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, three dots. Who deserves, they should put three dots in every book. I'd love to read Dune and have it be like, Paul Atreides, three dots. Oh, okay, flip back 20 pages and see what he probably did. You know what I mean? Sorry. It's like the opposite of reading something. Who deserves rehabilitation, meantime falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. Those not concealed not being many, three dots. Those concealed as well as those not concealed not being many and being many. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation should be granted him on account of the earliest offense of the offenses thus concealed. Concluded are the 36 cases, condensed down to 4.5 by the Polytech Society on their little dots trick. Okay, continuing. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, leaves the order not having concealed them. He being ordained again, does not conceal those offenses. Monks, manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed upon that monk. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, leaves the order, not having concealed them. He, on being ordained again, conceals those offenses. Ah, that happened to me once, or rather, I did that once, but it wasn't in a monk context. It was in the context of trying to cross the Canadian border. Never mind. Monks, monata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, should be imposed on that monk. Having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus later concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen three dots, leaves the order having concealed them. It wasn't really offenses, it was just things I didn't want to get into. And then I told them and explained it all, and then they told me not to come cross the border, so I tried again the next morning, and they said, so anything we should know? And I was like, no, nothing. And they were like, how come we have all this stuff written down from last night? I'm like, oh, there was all that, you know, so never mind. Okay. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen three dots, leaves the order having concealed them. He, on being ordained again, does not conceal those offenses. Monks, monata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, should be imposed on that monk. Having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen three dots, leaves the order, having concealed them. He, on being ordained again, conceals those offenses. Monks, monata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, should be imposed on that monk. Having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. His offenses are both concealed and not concealed. He, having left the order, on being ordained again, does not afterwards conceal those offenses which formerly he concealed. Afterwards, he conceals those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. Monks, monata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, should be imposed on that monk. Having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks, three dots. What would possibly go in that set of three dots, Miss Horner? On being concealed again, does not afterwards conceal those offenses which formerly he concealed does not. Oh, if monks falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, probably. Does not afterwards conceal those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. Monks, monata, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, should be imposed on that monk. Having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks, where I normally don't peek ahead, but I'm just wondering if I should try to finish this section today or not. Looks like not. This is going to go on for a while. Oh, good. Okay. You don't have to stay for this. I'm the only one who has to endure this. You can go watch something a little more fun. Wish you all the best. I'll do the little prayer early. To the north and to this. No, I'll just... Okay. This is a case, monks. Three dots. On being ordained... I mean, I have to because I committed to. I committed to read every word of all of these books, so... Been doing it for years now. This is a case, monks, three dots, on being ordained again, afterwards conceals those offenses which formerly he concealed. Afterwards conceals those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. Monks, monata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed on that monk on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. He knows some to be offenses. He knows He does not know others to be offenses. The offenses which he knows to be offenses, he conceals. Those offenses which he does not know to be offenses, he does not conceal. He, having left the order, on being ordained again, conceals those offenses which earlier he had known, does not conceal those offenses which later he had known, does not conceal those offenses which earlier he had not known, does not conceal those offenses which later he had known. Monks, Manata, parentheses discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed on that monk, having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier concealed. This is a case, monks. Three dots. On being ordained again, does not conceal those offenses, although knowing them, which formerly knowing them be he concealed, afterwards conceals those offenses, knowing them, which formerly not knowing them he did not conceal. Monks, manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed on that monk, having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks. Three dots. On being ordained again, afterwards conceals those offenses, knowing them, which formerly, knowing them, he concealed, afterwards does not conceal those offenses, knowing them, which formerly he did not conceal, not knowing them. Monks, manata, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed on this monk, having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks. Three dots. On being ordained again, afterwards conceals those offenses, knowing them, which formerly, knowing them, he concealed. Afterwards conceals those offenses, knowing them, which formerly, not knowing them, he did not conceal. Monks, manata discipline, parentheses discipline, should, I think manata means discipline, so anyway, should be imposed on that monk, having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier and later concealed. Okay. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. He remembers some to be offenses. Three dots, parentheses, equals two vertical lines, Arabic numeral three, two more vertical lines, italics. Instead of and italics, he knows, knowing, not knowing, italics, read, and italics. He remembers, remembering, not remembering, and parentheses, three dots. Polytech Society, in that same amount of, never mind, you could have just written it. Three dots, sorry. Thus earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. I know, it was 100 years ago. There was nobody even alive that was involved in doing this, but you're still... I bought these 4 years ago and you sent me this. What are you doing over there? This is a case, monks, where a monk falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. He is in no doubt as to some of the offenses. He is in doubt as to others of the offenses. Three dots. Thus, earlier and later concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, having fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, becomes a novice, three dots, becomes mad, three dots, becomes unhinged in mind, three dots. This should be explained in detail as below. He comes to be in pain. His offenses are concealed as well as unconcealed. He knows that some are offenses. He does not know that others are... Is this the key? No. It says, supposed to make sense. Okay. He comes to be in pain. His offenses are concealed as well as unconcealed. He knows that some are offenses. He does not know that others are offenses. He remembers that some are offenses. He does not remember that others are offenses. He is in no doubt that some are offenses. He is in doubt as to whether others are offenses. Okay. What does it say in this footnote? Below corresponds to our above, such context as it refers to the palm leaf. I regret having checked that footnote. Okay. He remembers that some are offenses. He does not remember that others are offenses. He is in no doubt that some are offenses. He is in doubt as to whether others are offenses. He conceals those offenses about which he is in doubt. He does not conceal those offenses about which he is in doubt. He comes to be in pain, having come to be again not in pain, those offenses which formerly he concealed because he was in no doubt. He afterwards does not conceal, although he is in no doubt. Those offenses which formerly he did not conceal, being in doubt, he afterwards does not conceal, although he is in doubt. Those offenses which formerly he concealed, being in no doubt, he afterwards does not conceal. At this point, the holy doctor Jiva Kumar went and checked to see if Lord Buddha was okay, because he was just spouting phrases like this Anyway, sorry. No, I'm just kidding. He did not. That's not what's written here. I'm just making a light joke. Continuing. This is all purported to be in the quotes in the same long speech that Lord Buddha gave that started with that thing that we started with earlier. Remember that? Like half an hour ago. Those offenses which formerly he concealed being in no doubt, he afterwards conceals being in no doubt. Those offenses which formerly he did not conceal being in doubt, he afterwards does not conceal being in no doubt. Those offenses which formerly he concealed being in no doubt, he afterwards conceals being in no doubt. Those offenses which formerly he did not conceal being in doubt, he afterwards conceals being in no doubt. Monks, manatta, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, should be imposed on this monk. Having granted him probation on account of the set of offenses thus earlier as well as later concealed, end quote. The 100 on manatta. Remember, they always put the title at the end, so that was the title of what we just read. Continuing. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, having fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, leaves the order, not having concealed them. On being ordained again, he does not conceal these offenses. That monk should be sent back to the beginning. Okay. This is a case, monks, three dots. Not having concealed them, on being ordained again, he conceals these offenses. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation should be granted him on account of the earlier offenses among the offenses thus concealed. Okay. This is a case, monks, three dots. Having concealed them, on being ordained again, he does not conceal these offenses. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, three dots, thus concealed. This is a case, monks, three dots. Having concealed them, on being ordained again, he concealed these offenses. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, three dots, thus concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. His offenses are both concealed and not concealed. Having left the order, he... This is a case, monks, three dots, having concealed them. On being ordained again, he conceals these offenses. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, three dots, thus concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. His offenses are both concealed and not concealed. Having left the order, he, on being ordained again, does not afterwards conceal those offenses which formerly he concealed. Does not afterwards conceal those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation should be granted him on account of the earlier offenses of the offenses thus concealed. This is a case, monks, three dots. His offenses are both concealed and not concealed. Having left the order, he, on being ordained again, does not afterwards conceal those offenses which formerly he concealed. Afterwards conceals those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, three dots, thus concealed. This is a case, monks, three dots, on being ordained again. Afterwards conceals those offenses which formerly he concealed. Afterwards does not conceal those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, three dots, thus concealed. This is a case, monks, three dots. On being ordained again, afterwards conceals those offenses which formerly he concealed. Afterwards conceals those offenses which formerly he did not conceal. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, three dots, thus concealed. This is a case, monks, where a monk, while doing probation, falls into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order. He knows some are offenses. He does not know that others are offenses. Three dots, parentheses, equal 29, 3, 4, 30. The penalty is always the same. That monk should be sent back to the beginning, and concurrent probation granted him on account of the earlier offenses of the offenses thus concealed, end parentheses, three dots, 3, 31. This is a case, monks, where a monk deserving manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, three dots, undergoing manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, three dots, deserving rehabilitation, having meantime fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, leaves the order, not having concealed them, three dots. The one deserving manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses, and the one undergoing manatta, parentheses, discipline, end parentheses, and the one deserving rehabilitation should be explained in detail similarly to the one doing probation. This is a case, monks, where several monk... where, excuse me, this is a case, monks, where a monk deserving rehabilitation, having meantime fallen into several offenses entailing a formal meeting of the order, and not having concealed them, becomes a novice, three dots, becomes mad, three dots, becomes unhinged in mind, three dots, becomes afflicted by pain. His offenses are both concealed and not concealed, three dots, parentheses equals 30, end parentheses. Oh, 30 was a paragraph, but back, remember the 100 on Manata? It was the last paragraph of that, so just rewind the video, push the rewind button, until you get to the paragraph before I said that, and replay it if you want to know what was written here before the Polytech Society decided to replace it with three dots. He afterwards conceals, much like the Polytech Society conceals Holy Scripture. All right, boring Holy Scripture. How long do legal documents have to be around and used by an order, which later becomes the origin of several forms of a religion, for the legal documents to be considered Holy Scripture? I don't know, but definitely 2,600 years qualifies, I'd say. Okay, anyway, he afterwards conceals being in no doubt. Oh, good band. We did that joke already. Okay, that monk should be sent back to the beginning and concurrent probation granted him on account of the earlier offenses of the offenses thus concealed. I can't go on. Oh, there's hope. But for next time. Next time will be a short episode because I think we'll reach the end before too long. So this was the fifth of the six recitals of Cholavaga 3. Next time we read Tipitaka, it'll be the sixth and final recitation of Cholavaga 3. Ooh-wee. See, the idea is, you know, why just meditate and attain enlightenment when you can read the Tipitaka too? It's sort of like learning to run a marathon with lead weights attached to your ankles. One day we'll stop reading things and the lead weights will be gone, and then enlightenment will be a cinch. I don't know, maybe. Just sort of looking at the bright side, trying to be an optimist, looking at the glasses half empty in order that it may be half full. You know what I mean? All right, I don't know. Just a bit of levity. So next time here on Buddhist Books Podcast, it's going to be, a five episode. It's going to be Buddhist Books episode 325, which means it's going to be Shingon, which is, it's definitely Shingon. That much can be said for certain. And then after that, we're going to be beginning on B-sides. There's a Buddhist Books B-sides now. Go ahead and subscribe to that. We're going to be beginning Milanapana, which is the story of King Menander the First, I believe, or the Second. I don't know. Anyway, King Menander, the Greek, I think it was the Parthian Empire. So after the Alexander the Great expanded the Greek, invented the Greek Empire by swallowing up the Persian Empire, then it broke apart, and then one of the pieces was the Parthian Empire, which had Greek kings ruling over what in present day is parts of northwestern India and Afghanistan and of course Pakistan. And he became devoutly Buddhist, and he had a conversation that was recorded, so the story goes, with a Buddhist sage, Bodhisena, if I'm not mistaken. I might be mistaken. And then that document became one of the inspirations for the Dialogues of Plato, among other things. So right there in the early, ancient Greek, not early ancient Greek, I mean ancient Greek, more than 2,000 years ago, but not more than 2,500 years ago. It's closer to 1,800 years ago. There was this conversation that was written down. Whether it actually happened is a conversation for other people. We're going to assume it actually happened. It's considered part of the Tipitaka in the Burmese Tipitaka, but not in the Sri Lankan or the Thai Tipitaka. So we're reading it as a separate thing on B-sides because I'm very interested in that. For one thing, I like that it blends, it blurs the idea of there being a distinct line between so-called Eastern and Western by having a Greek Buddhist in ancient India, who then went on to influence ancient Greece. That's the appeal for me. But no doubt there will be other things, hopefully. I mean, little doubt. I thought that there would be. People always said ignore people. I have to admit, people told me don't bother with the Vinaya Pitaka, and I've spent 4 years reading it. And my frustration today that you've observed goes to put a check mark or on the side of that being good advice. If you are giving advice to people and they're saying, should I read the Vinaya Pitaka? And you say, don't bother reading the Vinaya Pitaka. You can cite Buddhist Books Podcast as a source of firsthand information about that being good advice. Don't bother with the Vinaya Pitaka. Let me bother with the Vinaya Pitaka, and I'll let you know what gems I find in it as I go, as I have. Never mind. I'm reading it so you don't have to. What's my point? Just that. So next up on Buddhist Books Podcast will be Shingon, and then after that will be B-Sides, where we'll begin reading Milanapanya, and then we'll be back to Tipitaka after that. So at that time, we will finish Chullabhaga 2. So it's going to be, or Chullabhaga 3. It's going to be a while before we get back to Chullabhaga 3, in other words, which is can only be good news. Okay. I hope everybody's doing well. I don't know why you stayed all the way to the end of this. Feel free to comment below. Feel free to like and subscribe. And I hope you have a wonderful day in spite of having heard me read that. And I will go ahead and do our usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.